a multi-sport axeman who left his mark on the hardwood and the track. An Amherst native, Joey Wells excelled in basketball and track and field in high school, winning multiple provincial titles in track and field, leading Amherst to back-to-back provincial titles in basketball, and representing Nova Scotia at the 1971 Canada Games. After graduation, Joey had a dilemma. Former Axeman coach Stu Aberdeen offered him a full scholarship to the University of Tennessee. But former Axeman player and his high school coach, Andy Kranick, gave Joey a gentle push towards Acadia. Recruited by then Axeman coach Gib Chapman in the summer of 1971, Joey was given the task of replacing graduated Rick Eaton, the player of the year in Canada the previous season. Now, Joey didn't necessarily make everyone forget Rick, but he did manage to make sure that everyone remembered Joey Wells long after his four-year playing career at Acadia had ended. He would compete at Nationals three times, and statistically, he averaged 17 points and 9 rebounds per game. Wells was named to the All-Conference team all 4 years he played at Acadia. He also continued to be an outstanding track and field performer during his university career. One of the greatest Nova Scotian athletes ever to wear the Acadia colors, Joey Wells is a member of the Acadia Sports Hall of Fame.
Thanks for listening to another Acadia Sports Heritage Moment with Stan Cameron.